You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 923. My name is Max Shea. I'm happy to be with you to play contemporary classical and experimental music. I've had this show in the bag for several days, but I've put off recording it, and now I'm eager to record it this morning because there's so much great music on here. We will start with a set of piano music. We'll start with Paul Lansky, a very short piece for Paul Lansky called Out of the Blue. This is performed by Quattro Mani from a new release on Bridge Records, Restructures. And Quattro Mani is Stephen Beck and Susan Grace. This was recorded at recital about Packard Recital Hall at Colorado College in August of 2016. And this was partially inspired by another a piano piece, Georgi Ligeti, Etude No. 4, Fanfares, from Ligeti's Etudes. And we'll hear a performance from Vienna, recorded March 31st, 2004, Christina Sandalova on piano. Then from Claude Debussy, we'll hear one of Claude Debussy's Etudes for piano, which was which inspired in turn Georgi Ligeti. We'll hear Etude No. 10, called it's an exercise in opposing sounds, roughly, in English, performed by Maurizio Pollini from a Deutsche Grammophon recording from 1994. Then from Michael Vincent Waller, we'll hear Onomatopoeia, which is from his suite Visages on his Trajectories CD, piano by R. Andrew Lee. Then music from Eric Satie, and from Mark Chan. All piano music coming up in this set. We start with Quattro Mani, Out of the Blue, composed by Paul Lansky, and we'll follow this with Etude No. 4, Fanfares, by Georgi Ligeti. You're listening to Martian Gardens. Thank you. You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 923, hour number one, the Martian Gardens blog. For complete playlists and other information is martiangardens.blog. We heard several piano pieces in our first set. We started it with Quattro Magni performing Paul Lansky's piece Out of the Blue, and that comes from a Bridge Records release, Restructures, from Quattro Magni, Stephen Beck and Susan Grace on pianos. Then from Giorgi Ligeti, live in Vienna. That is not Ligeti himself, but the pianist Christina Sandaluva, and that was recorded at the Vienna Community Music Theater in March 31st, 2004. 1985 composition by Giorgi Ligeti, which was in part inspired by a piece written 70 years earlier in 1915 by Claude Debussy. From his 12 etudes, we heard etude number 10, Pour les sonorités opposées, music in opposing sonorities. That was from a CD, 12 etudes, and Sonata Opus 1, music by Debussy and Alban Berg, from 1994 on a Deutsche Grammophon, featuring the pianist Maurizio Pollini, recorded at the Community Theater of Ferrara, Italy, in October of 1992. After Pollini's Debussy, we heard Michael Vincent Waller, and that was a piece called Onomatopoeia from a suite called Visages. That was from the CD Trajectories on Recital Records, released in 2015. Piano by R. Andrew Lee, recorded at White Hall, University of Missouri, Kansas City, in August of 2016. Then from Eric Satie, we heard the pianist Pascal Roger performing Avant Dernière Pensée, Before the Final Thoughts. And that's broken up into three shorter selections. First, Idylle for Claude Debussy, Autobad for Paul Dukas, and Meditation for Albert Roussel, three inspiring figures in the life of Eric Satie, including, you'll notice, Claude Debussy, who we heard Maurizio Pollini play a little earlier in the set. And that was from After the Rain, The Soft Sounds of Eric Satie, a London Records release from 96. Then we go from The Final Thoughts, Before the Final Thoughts, to My Wounded Head. We heard an excerpt from Mark Chan's piece called My Wounded Head, Revisions, and My Wounded Head 3, Revisions and Variations on Chorales from Bach's St. Matthew's Passion. That's a Mode Records release from 2016, featuring the pianist Rob Haskins from UNH. And the peculiar title comes from a line in one of the chorales, O Haupt voll Blut und Wunden, O Sacred Head full of blood and wounds. After all, this is from J.S. Bach's St. Matthew's Passion, and thus inspired. So the Singapore native composer Mark Chan chose it for the title of his piano work, which he managed to get released on Mode Records. We will continue with a long piece from the Canadian composer and guitarist Tim Brady. We'll hear Homage à Rosa Luxemburg, Casino Adagio. There's an explanation of this on the Martian Gardens blog, with links, martiangardens.blog, hour number one of episode 923. This comes from Tim Brady's CD called My 20th Century, released on Ambiance Magnétique in 2009. This is a piece for string quartet and electroacoustic sound, with a video by Tim Brady and Owanasuto Kinitrian, a video artist. I've linked to that to this individual on the Martian Gardens blog once again. This is performed, the string quartet portion, performed by Quattuor Molinari, recorded in Montreal, November 27th, 2005. Tim Brady from My 20th Century, Ambiance Magnétique, actuelcd.com is the label's website, Actuel CD. Tim Brady, Homage à Rosa Luxemburg, Casino Adagio.
Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 923, hour number one. We just heard music from Tim Brady. That was called Homage à Rosa Luxemburg, Casino Adagio. That comes from Tim Brady's CD, My 20th Century, released on actuelcd.com in 2009. That was for string quartet and electroacoustic sound with video performed. The string quartet performed by the Quatuor Molinari, and that was recorded at Charisma Studio in Montreal, November 27th, 2005. And for more information about the famous anarchist Rosa Luxemburg and why a casino adagio, you can see links on the Martian Gardens blog, which is martiangardens.blog. Tim Brady from Montreal is very prolific, and just about all of his work is spectacular listening. I highly recommend him. We'll end the set with another wonderful composer I've discovered from Texas Tech, Mei Fong Lin. We'll hear her piece called Figurations for electroacoustic music, and we'll hear a piece by Christopher Bailey, very short, a piece called Nanosymph in Four Movements. After teaching music at a college level for a few years, Christopher Bailey turned to filmmaking. He runs his own filmmaking company now. And we'll hear also from his colleague, Douglas Gears. They were in a group together called the Electric Music Collective. We'll hear a minute-long piece from the Electric Music Collective, not sure which one yet. Both of these are, again, minute-long pieces, Christopher Bailey's Nanosymph and the Electro Music Collective, don't know which one yet. First, from Mei Fong Lin, we'll hear Figurations. This is from a CD called a CD set called the University of Illinois Experimental Music Studios 50th Anniversary, released in 2008. Mei Fong Lin, to be followed by Christopher Bailey and the Electric Music Collective. More information on the Martian Gardens blog, martiangardens.blog. Thank you.
We'll be right back.